Hello? Hello? Well, John, we didn't, I thought you would be interested. We didn't go half-assed, did we?
Anything but. Say, I just thought that was great. You showed great mastery of a tremendously complex problem.
You know, I wrote that speech the night before last. I worked all night long.
Awesome.
And getting it down to 18 minutes on that. And of course, nobody understood the International Monetary thing, but you know, the speechwriters had prepared one, and Christ, they had taken a half hour on that, 15 minutes of it, 45 minutes of speech. I said, the hell with that. So I said, nobody understands it, so we're going to start with peace, then jobs, then cost of living, and I'll spend 3 minutes on that subject.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, you did. That was a great stroke. You hung all the rest of it around the International Monetary, what you first did, monetary standards.
Right.
You really did. I thought it was just bad. And I saw a little bit of that Billy Graham talk.
Challenge?
Challenge?
Competition?
Competition. I thought that was good.
At the end.
Yes.
You like that, huh?
Yes, I did. I thought it was just great. Listening to some of these faces, you had all the pundits out of town, but the ones that you had in town on the television were so flabbergasted.
They didn't know what to do. It's like China, wasn't it?
Matter of fact, they started comparing with China.
Well, John, there's been nothing so comprehensive presented since Roosevelt, and Arthur Burns says, well, really, you know, Mr. President, Roosevelt did it in 6 different speeches. He said, you did it in one.
No, I just can't wait to hear the reaction of all people around the country.
Now, what the stock market does is going to be interesting. It may go down because of the dividend thing, because of the international things, but if they got any goddamn sense, they ought to buy.
I don't believe it. I think,
what do you think it'll do?
I think they're waiting for something like this. I think the stock market, you know, may jitter for half a day or a day, but this is going to capture the imagination of all the one little point there.
The interest rates is tough because there are so many ways to get around it. But dividends, we should be goddamn. You notice I said in the auto industry, I will insist that they pass it on.
Yes.
We called them today, John, and asked them not only to do this, but to reduce their other car, their new car price of $100, and Roach refused. That's why I said I put them on the spot.
Well,
they asked us to do everything. Let's move it off. Well, at the cabinet meeting tomorrow, will you raise that? Because John Connolly feels so strongly in interest rates, Burns and all the rest say, put him down. By God, I think the interest rates, maybe we ought to speak out of them.
Well, at least on a very strong volunteer compliance.
Yeah. Frankly, as you well know, a hell of a lot of bankers are selfish bastards, really. Right. Maybe John's going to have a press conference tomorrow at noon. I'll tell you what you do. If you would call him tonight, now he's at the Treasury, tell him that you and I were talking about this, and I wanted him to that I feel that the interest rate thing should be hit in the press conference. You ought to hit it. You'll find an audience all for you. The dividends, oh yeah, that was, I put the speech, but we're all set on that. The dividends, we have called on corporations to limit their dividends. But the dividends, but the interest rates, but he ought to hit it very hard tomorrow, so it doesn't look like the big corporations get it. Give him a call right now, will you?
Yes, I will.
I just got to, okay.
Mr. President, I just thought it was bad when I was in the control.
You do, huh?
Yes, I think.
Well, may.
I think it was that figure 10 starts in China.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Fine, John.
Right.
You don't mind doing that Granite City thing, huh? And to be light of this, nobody's going to notice.
Well, I've got the program.
All right. Thank you, John.
Yeah.